Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into the world of stand-up paddleboarding and its relationship to leadership. Stand-up paddleboarding is calm yet challenging. It requires balance and focus. Whether you're gliding smoothly on calm waters or navigating through waves, stand-up paddleboarding offers a unique insight to how you can persevere and focus just as you do when leading yourself or leading teams. Let's paddle our way through these lessons and let's see how we can apply stand-up paddleboarding benefits to your leadership practices. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I got into stand-up paddleboarding about 2 years ago. And for me, it was a way to continue to get, you know, outdoors, continue to exercise, to continue to get sunshine, vitamin D, fresh air, and work on my mental health. To me, it was a little bit of an escape. I was able to start bringing my kids along with me. I got their interest. And what I found was there was a lot of benefit to being out on the open water, out in the fresh air, not just for the physical effects, you know, of balance, of strength, of core power, but the mental health of clarity and focus and that meditative, repetitive stroke. The experience of being out there got me curious. I want to shout out thesupvets.org, thesupvets.org. This organization had a plethora of research on the connection between PTSD, mental health, and being out on the ocean, specifically with paddleboarding and surfing. So it got me thinking and even more curious about the relationship between stand-up paddleboarding and leadership. And there's a lot there that you can find. And as I'm out on my board, I'm finding the ability to stand and to look out on the horizon is not always easy, because you may have a wave that takes you a different direction, or you may have another boat that's coming up your way. But think about it, like leaders, we have to be able to look out on the horizon and be in the present. We have to be able to have a vision and still maintain focus on what's happening today. So focus and balance and vision, and then things like adaptability. I started having all of these ideas of the correlation and relationship between the practice and being on the stand-up paddleboard and leading a team. What I found was balance is key. Now let's start there. Just like on a paddleboard, balance is crucial to leadership. In stand-up paddleboarding, maintaining your balance requires core strength, it requires constant adjustments. Think about leading a team. When do you find a balance between competing demands, such as work or personal life, or maybe short-term goals and long-term vision, or being hands-on versus delegating tasks? You've got to find a balance in leadership. It works, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. The next piece is that I found was a correlation was adaptability. Leaders must adapt to changing conditions, just as a paddler has to adapt and adjust their stance, adjust their center of gravity in response to waves or wind. So the ability to pivot at work and the necessity to pivot and shift your balance on a board, those come together. How often are we having to pivot and change and adapt and keep an open mind to new information at work and make those little adjustments so we can keep our team moving forward, so we can keep our team on task, so we can keep ourselves developing and growing, we can keep our teams developing and growing? We're constantly in this little adaptability and shift at the micro level, just like a paddleboarder is in that constant state of adapting and shifting and pivoting to keep their balance and to keep above water. In association with balance, again, mindful decision-making. Being balanced also means making mindful decisions that consider the well-being of both the team and the organization. Finding balance in leadership isn't about perfection. It's about making those adjustments to keep you moving forward without tipping over, just like when you're on a board. The next relationship I found was being able to focus on your path. In stand-up paddleboarding, it's easy to lose focus and become distracted. There may be swimmers in the area, there may be kayakers, there may be other boarders, paddleboarders in the area, there may be a bird. In my case, I saw a fish jump up right in front of my board before. So you have all of this outside stimuli between the water and the scenery and other people that you're trying to take in. So it may be easy to lose focus and become distracted on what it is you're there to do and what path you want to take and where you want to go. You know, but to stay on course, you need to focus on where you're going. And the same principles apply to leadership. Keeping your eyes on the goal is essential. Having a clear vision. A clear vision of where you want to go helps you navigate those challenges and stay intrinsically motivated for the work that you're doing. Even when the waters get rough, just like on a board, even when times get tough at work, having a clear vision of that long-term pursuit is going to help you bring people along with you. It's your why. Why are you here? What do you want to accomplish? Who do you want to serve? Understanding these principles helps you stay on path. And second piece is avoiding distractions. So just as in paddleboarding, where looking down at your feet can make you lose your balance, as a leader, focusing too much on minor issues can detract from bigger objectives. Keep your head up, stay focused on your path. The first few times I was on my board, I'd go to look behind me and over my shoulder. Before I know it, I'm in the water. Very similar to finding that balance and staying on path as a leader. If you're looking behind on where you came too often, you're missing out on where you're wanting to go and where you're going. So strike that balance. Embracing the elements. Stand-up paddleboarding is an outdoor activity. You're at the mercy of nature. Wind, waves, currents, they're all part of the experience. So very successful paddlers learn early on to embrace the elements rather than fight against them. Very similar to leadership, you've got external pressures, external stakeholders, shifting markets, different policies, unforeseen issues that come up in and throughout your day. So being able to embrace those external factors is something that's going to help you successfully lead your team. Resilience comes into play here. Embracing challenges helps you build resilience. It's not about the setback, it's about the bounce back. Understanding challenges are part of the journey. they're going to happen. Being flexible and open to those new ideas can help you navigate through those tough situations. And then innovative solutions. Just as you might need to change your paddling technique, whether it's stance or reach or a backstroke in response to wind and waves and change in direction, you need to be flexible and open to new ideas at work so you can navigate those situations more effectively as well. You can input from your team. You can be more creative when you're open to those new ideas. And then persistence. Persistence pays off is the next correlation I found. Stand-up paddleboarding isn't easy. It requires persistence. It requires practice, especially when you're first starting out. Conditions are challenging. You're up, you're down, you're off your board, you're on your board, you're trying to pull yourself back up. You're looking around to see who noticed if you fell or not. Leadership is very, very similar. It requires persistence. It requires practice. Continue to lead and inspire. Whether progress seems slow or obstacles keep popping up and may seem insurmountable, you have to keep leading. You have to keep influencing. You have to keep providing inspiration and intrinsic motivation to your team. So being persistent, part of it's about overcoming those setbacks. Whether it's a dip in performance or a tough project, staying on course and pushing through those difficulties is key to achieving success. Just like when you fall off your board, getting back up and keep going out and paddling is a key to success. You got to get back up on your board and keep going. And consistency. Just like paddling consistently to maintain momentum, consistent leadership practices like regular communication and feedback and connecting and checking in with your team, they help maintain team effectiveness and drive progress. And then the last piece that I found a correlation with was really enjoying the journey. One of the best parts I found of stand-up paddleboarding is enjoying the journey. The peace of gliding on the water, the calm, the wind, the birds, the fish, the lap of the water against your board, being present in that moment and knowing that you're doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good to reset, you're giving yourself the sense of accomplishment, and you're taking that small win. Same thing with work on your team. Celebrating progress, celebrating the small wins, acknowledging those accomplishments, that's what's happening with everything around you, and being proud and encouraging your team based on where they're at today compared to where they were and where we still need to move forward to. So stand-up paddleboarding can teach us a lot of things about leadership. Staying balanced, focused, resilient, persistent, and most importantly, enjoying the moment and enjoying the journey that you have, the time that you have with your team to accomplish what it is you're here to do and who you're here to serve. So whether you're navigating calm waters or challenging waves, these lessons from stand-up paddleboarding can help steer you in the right direction for leading your team day in and day out. Take a moment to reflect. Take a moment to think about it. Perhaps even take a moment to make a plan so that you can take up stand-up paddleboarding as a passion, as a hobby, and find the same peace, the same clarity, and the same focus I did, because it's helped me be a better person, and it's helped me become a better leader. I want to thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value in today's episode, like it, share it with a friend. Help spread this information and knowledge that you gained so that we can all lead at our very best, day in and day out. If you're an organization who's looking to invest and improve your team's leadership abilities, I want to work with you. I provide hands-on, minds-on learning experiences. Your team is going to be able to take leadership abilities and put them into practice the very next day at work with ease. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey. Visit my website, drwilliamramey.com. You can follow me on Instagram at leadershipdecodedpod or email me at will@onastacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.